You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Living Above Temptation. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Why do bad things happen to good people? And why is it that some people who try so hard to lead a decent life and even a godly life, why is it that they so often stumble and frequently fail? These, my friend, are tough questions. Is there some mysterious evil force in the world that brings about so much suffering? Raising this same question, Time magazine recently published a very foreboding front cover. It was all dark black. Four large letters occupied the center of the cover. E-V-I-L, evil. And the question was asked in smaller print on the bottom of the same cover page, does evil exist or do bad things just happen? Now, for those people acquainted with the Word of God, they know the answer to this question. Evil does exist. It is a sinister and destructive power of Satan. In the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 6, we read, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. This means that our struggle in life is essentially not against other people. It is against rulers, the Bible says, and against powers, against the world forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. This honest analysis, recorded so clearly in the Bible regarding the existence of evil and the daily destructive forces of the powers of darkness, is discouraging and even downright frightening. But thanks be to God, our Heavenly Father, the Apostle Paul writes, for through His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God has delivered us from the powers of darkness. Yes, through God and through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I can be released from the grip of sin and the fear of death. Your life, my friend, does not have to be constantly controlled by Satan and influenced in a negative direction. It is not necessary that everything good and everything honorable that you try in life always has to end up in the gutter of life. There is another way. Yes, there is another avenue and another road of life that you and I can travel, and this is the road where God is at our side. The bandits of the devil indeed are positioned all along the road of life. With the angels of our gracious God protecting us, however, no ill shall ever overcome us. Oh, of course, I know that here again we are talking about religion. And there are those who get all uptight when life and when the problems of life are discussed in relation to religion. However, surveys now show that there is a great deal of interest in God and in faith and in religion, even among some of the most secular people. Some surveys even reveal a growing interest by the general public in the existence of the devil. Very little, however, is being written these days on the influence of the devil in our daily lives. And this is rather ironic, I think. You see, it is really not all that necessary to convince people in our generation that some mysterious powers of evil indeed lurk among us. Every day these powers of darkness seek to destroy our family relationships. They seek to connive to cause confusion. And these evil powers scheme to scare people into seeking directions for life through pagan astrology and the vain hope of secular materialism. For example, consider one of the great ironies of life that occurs almost every day. Many of us understand this because quite a few of us have experienced this. And if the yearly statistics were all averaged out, over 6,000 marriages occur every day in the United States. A young man and a young woman fall in love, and shortly thereafter they appear in a church in front of an altar. Their closest friends are often present for this gala occasion called the wedding. There is a feeling of excitement and hope in the air, and after a brief message, the clergyman pronounces them publicly man and wife. A reception often follows, and with smiles of joy, older couples then greet the newlyweds with words of hope. Your marriage, the older folks tell the newlyweds, will only get better. Every year, these veteran marriage partners state, you will understand each other more, and your relationship will become even more enjoyable. Oh, sadly, however, nowadays, this is not what is so often happening. Following the joy-filled wedding ceremony and the initial months of newly wedded bliss, the clouds of darkness began to cover the days of marital sunshine. Small disagreements soon erupt into major conflicts, and the newlyweds begin to privately nurse doubts about their marriage partner, and even deep regrets often begin to grow about having become involved in a traditionally permanent relationship. So then we ask the question, why is it that marriage, which began so joyfully in the front of an altar, in front of parents, in front of a clergyman, and oftentimes before so many optimistic friends, can so quickly end up in such a mess and in the gutter of life? And of course, this brings us back again to the bold question printed on the cover of Time magazine. Does evil really exist, or do bad things just happen? Is there no other choice? Do aspiring young people today who fall in love, do they really have only a 50-50 chance that their marriage will survive? Must 50% of all marriages today be automatically destroyed? Is there no other way? Or is there perhaps an anti-family or an anti-marriage force at work underneath all of this? If so, then the ultimate question becomes, can we do anything about this? Our struggle, the Bible says, is not against flesh and blood. Oh, you today know as well as I do that newlyweds do not intend to have things end up as a divorce disaster. And yet the devil is often successfully able from behind the scenes to manipulate these prior lovers and change them into fierce combatants of hate and transform the happy home into a domestic battle zone. Oh, yes, my friend, evil does indeed exist. And this has been made perfectly clear from the very beginning, from the very first book of the Bible. In Genesis chapter 4, we read, "Then the Lord said to Cain, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, and you must master it." In this historical event, God gave Cain, and he is giving all of us today, a solemn responsibility. Sin will always be present. Temptation and the devil are always around us, and so it is our responsibility to stay out of Satan's snare and away from his deadly traps. And in all of this, we need to remember, especially regarding marriage, that a good relationship is not going to happen all by itself. We need to take precautions to protect the marriage relationship, and not only this, but through patience and through the power of forgiveness that we receive from God Himself, we need to encourage this relationship and to make it grow. Let me give you several steps that you and your spouse can take in order to ensure that the devil will not destroy your marriage and your home. First of all, in your heart, you must be fully aware of the tremendous power wielded by the devil for destruction. Next to the power of God, the devil and his angels are the most powerful forces in the whole world. And for anybody to challenge the devil on their own is like a man using his bare fists, attacking an angry elephant. This would not only be useless, it would be downright foolish, or as we sometimes say, it would be stupid. This same man, however, if he were armed, if he had a large gun, he could effectively stop the angry elephant. And in the same way, on our own, we are helpless against the devil. But when we are armed with the equipment outlined in the Bible, then you and I are ready. We are prepared. And with God at our side, we are then prepared for a fierce battle against the demonic powers of another world. The Apostle Paul reminds us that our struggle is indeed against rulers, powers, and world forces of darkness, and spiritual forces of wickedness. But then he adds, and this is important, St. Paul then adds, that we can resist these powers by taking up the full armor of God. To begin, the Bible says, in our battle, we need to know the truth. Jesus said, "I am the truth." Therefore, if you and I are to survive the attacks of the devil, then we need to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to experience the power of His devil-defeating resurrection. The Bible further explains that in our battle with the devil, we need the shield of faith. This shield enables us to stave off temptation. And when the devil comes with his clever tricks and says, your marriage will not and it cannot succeed, then you, raising the shield of faith in your battle, can say, our marriage will succeed. And through faith in Jesus Christ, you and your marriage partner can echo the words from the Bible, we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us. Finally, for the fight against the devil and to protect your marriage, the Bible admonishes all of us to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. If at any moment you have any doubt whatsoever about the power of the Word of God, let me tell you about the great reformer, Martin Luther. When Luther's battles of reform were most difficult and the fighting was fierce, then on the basis of Psalm 46, Luther wrote the great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And in this hymn, Luther says that during our battle with the devil, one little word of God shall fell him. This means that in any battle with the devil, the Word of God is our most effective weapon. Now, of course, after hearing all of this talk about the devil being the greatest threat to marriages and families, you may still feel, oh yes, but I'm still not totally convinced about the existence of the devil. And, my friend, your mind may still be plagued with the question which appeared on the front cover of Time magazine. Does evil really exist, or do bad things just happen? Refusing to believe in the existence and the daily temptations of the devil simply because we cannot see him is very much the same as non-civilized tribes being unconcerned about clean food and pure water and sanitary hygiene simply because they cannot see the germs that cause disease. Therefore, they take no special precautions for cleanliness. This often results in devastating disease and death. This type of uncertainty about the existence of germs was widespread in earlier history. In fact, it was not until the 14th century that scientists began to suspect that some diseases were caused by tiny, invisible particles called germs. Bacteria and other germs were first seen under a microscope in the 1600s. Since that time, many advanced civilizations, as a result of their awareness of germs, now practice better hygiene and more cleanliness. The result is less disease and greater longevity. Now, you and I do not need a telescope to see that God exists, and we do not need a microscope to know that the devil exists. This information, which reveals to us the real struggle of life by exposing the devil and his schemes, also enables us to understand the power and the forces at work around us. Just as Jesus in his confrontation with the devil in the wilderness used nothing else than God's word, so also we today can live and we can conquer with the same confidence by using God's powerful word. And so when scientists first saw disease-carrying germs under a microscope, their awareness of the existence of germs did not immediately improve the health of anybody. They needed to do something. They needed to act on this information. They needed to take a special precaution for cleanliness. And so they used disease-fighting soaps and medicines to kill the germs. And in the same way, for you and me to simply be aware of the devil, this will not make a great difference in our lives. You and I now need to act on this information. We need to hear God speak to us just as he did to Cain when he said, sin is at your door and you must master it. So then, my friend, whether we know it or not, and whether we like it or not, we have a battle on our hands. And the battle is with the devil and all the forces of evil. But praise be to God, in his great act of love, God sent his only Son to die on the cross. And when Jesus cried out from the crucifixion cross, it is finished, Jesus was talking about his victory. He was announcing his victory over sin, over death, and the devil. This same Jesus and the power of his crucifixion cross and the triumph of his Easter resurrection can now be yours through faith. Yes, my friend, evil does exist. You, however, can master it. And God is asking you to act and to fight against evil. In Jesus Christ, God will surely enable you to overcome those powers which are now seeking to undermine your marriage, destroy your home, and ultimately send your soul to hell. Oh, my friend, you can resist. And you can even overcome those evil powers now working against you. Your help and your hope is in Jesus Christ and His devil-defeating resurrection. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved from sin, from eternal death, and from all the powers of the devil. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.